Oh, Howie, sorry about that, Charles. It's Howie Long from last week talking about how maybe the best sign is that we're beyond it, like with Dennis Green when they didn't mention race when he was fired.
Well, Coach Reeves had a couple great points. I wish that people would quit talking about how black they are and quit talking about, man, these guys are the hell of a coaches.
Yeah, you know, I agree.
I mean, these two
great coaches just happen to be black, because there's no color with either one of those guys. Yeah. When you're around them, they're just, it's just, and I think that's what sports has done. There's no color there. If you're a good athlete, it doesn't make any difference. And that's what sports has done. It's helped bridge that gap. It certainly did for me, because I came from, University of South Carolina, where I played, like I said, high school and college, where you didn't play with black athletes, and then, go to the Dallas Cowboys, and, that helped bridge a tremendous gap for me. I had no problem whatsoever, and like I said, some of my closest friends and guys that I've been close with for a long time, I look at them as brothers. I don't look at them as they're black.
That was the second point I was going to make. Nick, and Coach just spoke on it, and you've been through it. Man, when you're on a team, you're just on a team. I play with white guys, black guys, Jewish guys, foreign guys, and, like, that stuff never, ever comes up in the locker room. Man, we're just trying to win, and that's the beauty. People ask me, being from Alabama, you always, the South is the South. You got all the rebel flags, and there's always segregation. Blacks and whites don't live together. So I always felt uncomfortable growing up. And obviously I grew up in the 60s and the Civil Rights Movement. There was always that racial tension, except when I played sports. And that's one of the reasons I always love sports. I mean, the white guys, the black guys, man, we loved each other. We just want to win. You spend so much time with these guys. And I just thought that was really important, what Coach said about, like, man, a lot of people on the outside screw this thing up about race. First of all, anybody who's racist, they're just an idiot. You just have to let them be an idiot. But the beauty of sports is, man, it really does a fantastic job of bringing races and people together who normally wouldn't be together. And that's one thing I've always loved about sports. And that's the one thing I don't want to get lost in this Lovey Tony Dungy thing is, hey, man, every other coach get to the Super Bowl, he's done a hell of a coaching job. Are we proud these two black guys are there? Of course we are. Okay, we're proud these two black guys are there. And Tony Dungy, I thought he did a fantastic job. He was getting the AFC Championship trophy. He says, yeah, I'm proud, but this is about the Indianapolis Colts. And that's the way. Don't forget, this guy's just a hell of a coach. And that's what we got to get past. They stop talking about how black they are and start talking about what great coaching jobs they've done.